now, where we do have some live sport coming back this weekend, and it's in the K-League of all leagues, the Korean League there, and Optus have picked up the rights to broadcast the K-League. And joining us now on the line is the Director of Sport at Optus and a presenter there, Richard Bayliss. Rich, how are you this morning, mate?
Morning, Middo. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, going very well. So you've added the K-League to your content offering. How did it come about?
Yeah, not many people might have seen this one coming, but I think given just the fact that there's no live sport at the moment and all, you know, always looking at different football leagues we can add. Earlier in the year, we added the J-League, so we moved into the Asian football leagues. And between the J-League, the K-League, you know, moving through all the alphabet, those two leagues are pretty strong, I think, in Asia when you compare them, say, to the A-League. I think they stand up really well. You know, they're in Australia's time zone as well, so we were always looking at it. But the opportunity really arose because of the fact that there's no live football elsewhere at the moment. So the first league back, there's the Belarusian league, as we know, still happening. But in terms of our own time zone, with a couple of Aussies playing there and doing really well as well, it was pretty much an obvious one for us to try to jump on. And thankfully, we got the deal done this week before it starts tonight.
Richard, a lot of talk about Optus and rugby. How close were you guys to signing that deal?
Yeah, Clark, it's hard to almost look at that now, isn't it, given what's happened with rugby sort of since. I think the speculation was out there, but to be honest, we weren't particularly close, nor was it, I think, going to happen given COVID. I think once that popped up, that just, you know, all bets are off. And to be honest, you know, we were sort of focusing on football. That's been our number one sport, our only sport for the last couple of years. And whilst we'd like to go into different sports at some point, you know, I don't think it was particularly close. I think once COVID came along as well, it just meant that we had to, you know, bunker down and focus on our subscribers and keeping people employed for a start. And who knows what will happen in the future. But certainly in the short term, there's not much chance of us adding any major Australian rights.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Richard, how's COVID-19? Like everyone, it's affected your business, but you've been able to keep majority of people employed, and you know, what sports have you been providing?
Yeah, it's been good in that sense, Laurie, because, you know, whilst a lot of places have been focusing on keeping everybody employed and maybe haven't been as successful, you know, our industry has definitely taken a hit. You know, we've been fortunate in that we've managed to retain everybody to this point. We've worked really hard on making sure that our own people are looked after, but of course, at the same time, making sure that our subscribers are looked after too. And thankfully, we haven't really seen too many leave at all. 0.5% of our subscriber base, so we're still at over 820,000 subscribers. And I think the main reason for that is because we offered a payment holiday for a couple of months. You know, people didn't have to pay, but also we tried to give them as much as possible. Like a lot of places, you know, focus on archive, classic matches, but also some new shows and some new content, try to think outside the square and do things a little bit differently during this period. So, you know, it's not an ideal situation for anybody, and I think every broadcaster is desperate to have live sport come back. Luckily, we're in a situation where we can add the K-League tonight, and hopefully that goes really well, and people, whether or not you enjoy, you know, the round ball game or not, you just want live sport, maybe it'll appeal to people, and hopefully we can get the rest of the leagues back across all sports pretty soon.
Yeah, how hopeful are you of getting the Premier League back up and running over there and putting it on your program?
Oh, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because the UK is sort of really struggling compared to us, at least when it comes to dealing with COVID. You know, the Premier League is so big, and the momentum behind trying to get it back at the moment is massive. I think, you know, we're looking at early June, potentially. That's the date that's been spoken about, June 8th. That seems a little bit wishful. But certainly the UK government acknowledges how important it is to get sport back. I think similar to here, you know, everybody wants it back for their mental well-being as much as anything else. So, you know, I think there's a good chance it will come back in June, provided that, you know, infection rates don't get out of control between now and then. And, you know, from there we can maybe get a season finished. Remembering, of course, that there's only about one month a year when the round ball game isn't on. So it's so crucial to get it back so clubs don't go out of business, so the financials stay in the game, and so people can have live sport to watch, of course, as well.
Richard, do you see broadcasting changing because of what we're going through now once it all does come back?
Yeah, big time. I think at the other side of this, I think the whole landscape will be so different. You know, even if things get back to normal in the next couple of weeks, you know, let alone 4 or 5 months down the track, I think absolutely. I think in terms of the broadcast rights that are being paid across the board, you know, the last couple of deals, you know, cricket is a really good example. Plus, you've got, you know, the major codes in Australia, rugby league, AFL, even rugby and football as well. You know, the prices that have been paid for rights deals have been so astronomical. I think that will come back in line, but also there'll be new players in the market too, doing things differently. You know, we're used to seeing, you know, a model of broadcasting that's kind of set. It's been the same for a little while. It just depends on how many bells and whistles you want to throw at it. But I think there'll be a lot of companies that can think outside the square, find efficiencies, and come to the fore, maybe take advantage of this situation. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it'll change for sure.
Yeah, you only have to have a look at Optus and what they've done with their programming around the Premier League and the way they offer it. They're quite revolutionary. If anyone doesn't have a subscription, I certainly urge you to do so. They're doing a great job in how they present their content offerings on Optus and reach the K-League tonight. So there's a handful of Aussies as well we can keep an eye out for.
Yeah, big time. Actually, last year, the Golden Boot winner was an Aussie, Adam Taggart, which if you look at the Aussies around the world, he's probably the form striker that we've got in Australia at the moment. 19 goals. His side didn't do too well in the league, but they did win the cup as well. And they start tonight. They're Suwon Blue Wings, his side. There's another Aussie there, Terry Antonis, that used to play for both Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. Those two boys are up against Jeonbuk FC, and they're the reigning champions. They've won it the last three times, and they're a bit of a powerhouse. Anyone that follows an A-League club that's, you know, faced Korean sides in the Champions League will know just how good they are. There's quality there for sure. So, you know, Jeonbuk will definitely be the favourites tonight for the season as well. And hopefully the Aussies, there's five of them in total. There's also Rashid Mahazi, Jason Davidson, and Brandon O'Neill too. So hopefully those boys will do really well. They're quite influential at their clubs, which is great to see. And if they can stand up with the eyes of the world watching them, plenty of deals done over the last couple of weeks to get international broadcasters in. So, there'll be plenty of eyeballs on them.
Got to give us a tip, mate. We've got markets open at Tabs, so you've got to give us something.
Yeah. Well,
and we've got to pin you to it as well.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure you will. I'm expecting a call later in the weekend. No, I think backing Adam Taggart to score this weekend is smart because he's got 3-2 in preseason. He's on fire at the moment, even though they're up against the reigning champions in Jeonbuk. You fancy that Jeonbuk will probably get the points. You know, maybe both teams to score from the target to score as well, but certainly Jeonbuk to win tonight. Also, in Hyundai as well are another really strong side. They play tomorrow, and I think they'll probably be too good at home too. But, a lot of people probably don't know too much about the K-League. I'll be honest, I don't know as much about the K-League as other leagues, but I think the quality of football will be good, and hopefully people will enjoy it with no other live football on.
Well, Adam Taggart to score, $3 with Tab. Anytime goal scorer, Adam Taggart, $3. You can find that under the K-League there on the Tab app and website. And now, fellas, Rich is a huge Leeds United fan and has watched them go through all sorts of pain in the last, 16 years or so now, Rich. And here they are at top of the championship, waiting promotion to the Premier League, and coronavirus hits. I mean, what will you honestly do if the season's just cancelled?
Well, I guess it's the same question for you, though, being a Liverpool fan. It's honestly, the last 16 years, probably like with Liverpool the last 30, but, you know, waiting to achieve something like that and for it to be taken away at this stage, honestly, I don't know what I would do. But I wonder what you guys think, because I reckon if they make the season null and void and they say, right, Liverpool win the Premier League and Leeds get promoted, yeah, it's great that you finally achieve it, but I just don't think it will feel anywhere near the same, because I don't think it's necessarily about saying you've won it. I think it's about that moment when you do it and that sense of achievement, you know, the celebration when the goal goes in, etc. So, yeah, I'm sort of dreading it. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't seem to matter too much at the moment, does it? But desperate for it to get back and get settled, because I couldn't cop people getting for it like you for years, because yeah. I'll do the same for Liverpool for you as well, mate.
It'll be empty. It'll be empty. But, you know, as long as the trophy's in the cabinet. Rich, great to talk to you. Doing a great job there at Optus Sport, and we'll keep an eye out for the K-League tonight.
Good on you, boys. Have a great Friday.